Okay, so Whisper Hug is getting their equipment ready. Becky and Jenna are setting up the silent auction. Oh, hey, Mo, can you help me set up that fundraising thermometer? We're hoping to hit 12 big ones.
Shouldn't be any trouble with that killer Vegas trip. Showgirls, gambling, shotgun weddings, the showgirls.
Okay.
Hey there, pretty lady.
Good grief, Jenna.
Sorry, it's from the Vegas display. Funny, right?
I guess so.
Have you seen my friend Becky? She's about 5'9", blonde, perky.
I know, I'm not myself. I feel so guilty lying to my parents about Adam.
I thought you were keeping Adam a secret.
I'm terrible at secrets. My parents not only found out I have a boyfriend, they asked him to dinner.
And?
They loved him.
That's good, isn't it?
But now my parents want to meet his parents, and when they do, they'll find out he's different.
Have you thought about telling your parents the truth?
They'll never understand.
I told our entire church congregation that I got baptized because of a boy. And did your parents make you stop hanging out with me?
No.
They're really understanding people, and they love you. Maybe you don't need to lie to them.
Short film synopsis for your proofing pleasure. Once famed director Brett Barnett loves my film, which he will, that reference letter is mine.
And you wrote this morning?
Last night, after I finished editing. You know, your stepbrother's actually pretty cool. He helped me get over my writer's block. He knew we had so much creative chemistry.
Oh, well, maybe you should be dating him.
Huh.
Okay. Fix these errors and you are good to go.
That many corrections? It read perfectly last night.
Yeah, well, this morning, not so perfect. Sorry. Good luck in class.
All right. Watch out, Sofia Coppola. Very nice. Up next, we've got Eli. Let's check it out. Okay.
Love. Despair. Why?
Why?
Whoa!
I feel like I just watched the tape from The Ring. Am I going to die? I feel like I'm going to die. Who's Eli? Where's Eli? Question guy. I clearly see you didn't take my advice on story.
Well, there was story, about life.
Okay, how did any of these images have anything to do with anybody's life?
It was supposed to be about how, life has two sides. It's, abstract.
It's brutal.
Well, at least it wasn't about lipstick.
It was lip gloss, emo boy.
And then Marisol had some insight. You know what? You could learn a lot from her. All right, who's next?
I know designing your own gown is a bit risky, but with your budget and my design savvy, I think it's our best shot at the perfect dress.
As fun as it is to play Project Runway with you, I'm not sure I can go through with this.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to sew it myself. I know a great seamstress.
No, not the dress. The wedding. Maybe Audra's right. Maybe we're too young to get hitched.
Drew, turn around. You can't see the dress yet.
You're letting my mom get to you.
Drew, I'm serious. Turn. I couldn't sleep last night. I kept thinking maybe we should wait a few years.
Can I turn?
Yeah, turn.
My mom is manipulating you. Is that how you really feel?
I don't know.
I want to marry you. And not in a year from now, not in 5 years from now, but this summer. Like we've planned.
But I'll love you in 5 years just as much as I do now. The only difference is your mom won't hate me.
She'll get over it.
And if she doesn't, what if I talk to her first, woman to woman?
Fine. Just don't get your hopes up.
I love you.
Until the world explodes.
Mom, Dad, there's something I need to tell you. My boyfriend, Adam, is trans.
Trans? Like, transient? Sweetheart, are you saying Adam's homeless?
Homeless?
That was Becky's reaction when I told her.
Homeless? Really, Becky?
Guys, this is serious. Stay in character, please.
Continue, Buttercup.
Thank you, Dad. Adam is transgender. It means he was born a guy, but he got the wrong parts.
Are you sure he's not just confused?
God doesn't make mistakes. He made Adam exactly who he's meant to be.
So, a girl.
I don't think I can do this.
You're doing great.
Can I start again? I guess what I'm trying to say is I care about Adam very much. That's why I wanted to tell you the truth. But it doesn't change anything. Adam is a boy. Please, someone say something. Do you hate me?
No, Buttercup, we could never hate you.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm so sorry. I lied before. I was worried you wouldn't approve.
Honey, we love you, and we want you to be the happiest girl in the world.
I'm proud of you for telling us the truth. That takes courage.
Does that mean Adam can come over? He's supposed to help me with my speech for the fundraiser.
Well, and I don't see why not.
So, I thought about what you said yesterday. Really, really thought about it.
Glad someone's thinking.
And I want you to know that college is still the priority right now.
Yeah, and after you get your degree, then you can talk about marriage.
No. We're still getting married. We're in love. But we won't let it affect our future, I promise.
Drew's just not thinking straight right now.
Look, this isn't like buying that motorcycle.
Bianca. I know how difficult your life has been. And I know that you haven't grown up with the same privileges that Drew has, the stability of family.
What does that have to do with anything?
You're looking to latch on to something, someone. But I want more for my son than to work at the mall and be trapped in some teen marriage.
Now I understand. Thanks for the coffee.
I did it. I told them and they didn't flip out or scream.
They're really okay with this.
My parents want me to be happy. You make me happy.
Adam. Welcome. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
I was hoping before you two get started on your fundraiser work that we could all have a quick chat. Please, take a seat. Is there anything I can get you? Some milk, juice?
Good, thanks. If you have any questions about the whole transgender thing, I'm happy to answer them for you. My parents took a long time to wrap their heads around it.
That won't be necessary, Adam. Now, Mrs. Baker and I would like you both to know that we'll support you on your path to healing.
Healing?
I want you to consider reparative therapy.
Dad, how could you?
Guaranteed to repair your child's sexual orientation. I'm not gay, sir. I'm a guy.
You're confused. But this will help. The Lord will lead the way.
I don't need to be repaired. Let me explain.
Let me explain. We want what's best for our daughter.
And that's brainwash camp.
Watch it.
Wait, Adam, I'm sorry. I trusted you.
Welcome to the first annual Degrassi Fundraiser Gala. The silent auction ends at 8, followed by our live auction for our premier prize, a trip for 7 to Las Vegas. And starting in a few moments, while you open your hearts and your wallets, you'll be able to enjoy the musical stylings of Whisperhug.
You okay?
Exhausted. Locked myself in my room last night. Cried a lot.
Did you sort anything out with your parents?
I didn't even talk to them. I still can't believe they tricked us like that. I'm making a team.
No matter what happens, we'll get through this. Together.
Together.
I should hit the stage. If you want another kiss, all you have to do is ask.
No, look.
Need me to stay? I can stay.
I'm a big girl. I have to face this.
Hey, we are Whisperhug.
Tell me where, tell me when, I'll be there until the end. Say the word, say it loud, I'll be waiting up, up in a cloud.
Have you seen Drew?
He's around, trying his best not to put on all the sports gear. I used to have a dozen pairs of skis, a set to match every ski suit. So frivolous, I can't even believe how much I've changed.
Apparently, I haven't changed at all. Audra basically told me that I wasn't good enough for Drew. She never wants us to get married.
Never, never?
After everything I've done to show her how much I've grown, she still sees me as bad news Bianca. You marrying me would be the biggest mistake Drew could ever make. I don't cry.
I have to admit, I had a certain perception of you before Drew moved in.
This is your pep talk?
Okay, look. Who is this wedding really about? Audra?
No, me and Drew.
So maybe that's all that matters. Want me to help you track him down?
Actually, could you help me with something else?
I'll meet you there, I'll meet you when ever you want to be more than friends.
What are you doing here? Why don't we... We'll see you in a bit.
We'll talk in a bit, okay? Well, I thought I'd bid on those power tools. They'll be a great help when we build homes for the needy.
If you're here to bring me back to Florida or to send me to do that brainwashing stuff, you can turn right around and go home.
That's not why we're here.
So what? You're here to disown me?
We love you so much. All we want for our little girl is to see you happy.
Adam makes me happy.
We know you feel that way now, but have you thought about what a future with Adam would be like?
Do you want to have kids?
Of course I do.
Because you couldn't with Adam.
I guess there's adoption. So many kids need good homes.
And what about your faith? Are you ready to give up your relationship with God?
I would never.
Becky... In the eyes of God, Adam is a girl. You know what the Bible says about homosexuality.
But Adam's a boy!
Becky, Adam may dress and act like a boy, but underneath all that armor, she's a girl.
I've denounced the winners for the silent auction soon. If you want a bid, better do it now.
Never
Eli, your dwelling.
My artistic career is over.
I'm sure it wasn't that bad. Let me see it.
No, I deleted it. No one's ever seen that piece of junk ever again.
You're overreacting.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I made it.
You just overthought it, that's all.
No, I underthought it.
I don't follow.
Okay, I was freaking out really hard the other night, and I did something really, really stupid.
Stupider than casting my stepbrother as the lead in your short film?
I smoked weed with Jake.
You what?
I know, so dumb. I'm lucky I didn't get caught.
You're lucky you didn't mess with your meds.
I panicked. I just wanted to impress Brett. He's never gonna write me that reference letter now.
Wait, Jake smokes marijuana?
Claire, focus. If I can't figure out a 2-minute short, how am I supposed to survive NYU? The directing program's really tough. What if Romeo and Jules is the best thing I ever do?
Okay. What does Alfred say to Batman? Why do we fall down, Master Wayne?
So we can pick ourselves back up.
Yeah, but what if I'm not good enough?
Eli, you can do anything. Even if you don't know it yet, I do. Come on, I have something that'll help.
That's what Jake said.
A big round of applause for Whisper Hug. Now the live bidding for the big prize, airplane tickets to Las Vegas. Who will be our lucky seven? Do I hear 1,000?
I'm sorry. I've been obsessing over your mom too much.
No, I'm sorry. I get it. She's important to you.
No.
1,700. Do I hear 2,000?
Yes, and I should have listened. If you need Audra's approval...
Screw Audra.
Thank you. 2,200?
Okay, what's going on here?
2,500?
3,000!
3,000 going once? Going twice? Sold to Fiona Coyne. Thank you, everyone, for your generous donations, and here's your club.
$3,000? Fiona doesn't have that kind of money.
That's why you need to write her a check.
What?
I don't want to wait 5 years, or even till summer. I want to marry you on spring break in Las Vegas in front of 5 friends, no matter what Audra says.
Screw Audra.
Screw Audra.
We're getting married.
We raised 15 grand, crushed our goal. You should be happy.
I should get those Vegas tickets to Fiona. Adam had them for safekeeping. Do you see his bae?
Whoa, those aren't tears of joy, are they?
I wish everything wasn't so complicated.
Honey.
I'll be fine. Just help me find a bag. Here it is. Oh.
What's wrong?
Boys don't get their periods.
Thanks for giving me a second chance.
Now that's a short.
That's about my girlfriend. I'm leaving next year and she's staying here.
Yeah, and you're scared of how you'll fare without her.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm actually kind of terrified. How'd you know that?
You just told me. So simple, so effective.
Getting a friend, why you? I'm hoping to go there next year.
That's very competitive.
Well, a reference letter for one of its most successful alumnus would help.
Yeah, I don't normally do that sort of thing.
It's okay. Yeah, I understand.
But you took my criticism to heart, and you came back and proved yourself. I think NYU would be lucky to have you.
Wow. That's amazing. I don't know what to say.
Perhaps it's best just to quit while you're ahead.
A big congratulations goes out to the student council and the fundraising committee. We raised a whopping $15,000 for the school.
Hey. How are you?
Not well. A mess, actually. I've decided to accept my parents' help. I'm going to try the therapy.
What?
I can't choose you over my family, my faith.
This is crap. You don't need to be fixed. You're perfect.
I'm not. I'm confused. You confused me. If therapy could work, I have to try. It's for the best.
Becky, please.
I'm sorry, Adam.